wonderful. He's wonderful. Oh, he's so wonderful. The Lord is my shepherd, he's my guide. Whatever I need, the Lord will provide. And praise, I won't say mine. I know he's so wonderful.
Of the body means the lifting up, the building up of the body of Christ. It does not mean just the local church, but it talks about the church worldwide, the body of Christ. If we look at the 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, the first verse, it reads as thus.
Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant.
Hold it right there. This is the Pauline epistle to the church in Corinth. It's not good to be ignorant, especially about that which is designed to empower the church and the people of God. Skip down to verse 4 and read there. Start reading.
Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord.
Uh-huh.
And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all.
Three.
But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal.
Continue.
For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will.
Okay. For the next few services, the pastor's corner will be addressing the gifts of the Spirit. We are going to do a deep dive into this, learning what the gift is and what it is not. Now, the nine gifts of the Spirit are divided into three categories. But the nine gifts usually can be referred to or sometimes referred to as the manifestation gifts. And that's the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. So number one, in order to flow with these gifts, number one, you must be saved, and number two, you must have the Holy Spirit. But these nine gifts are divided into three categories. You have the revelation gifts. That's the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, hallelujah, and the discernment of spirit. The revelation gifts reveal something. And then you have the power gifts. The power gifts do something. You have supernatural faith, the gifts of healings, and the working of miracles. And then you have the inspirational gifts, or inspiration gifts. These are the gifts that say something. You have diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. As some of you will learn, many of you know already, but others may not know this, but the gift of prophecy is not the same as the office of the prophet. Although the person who is in the office of the prophet may flow in that gift of prophecy as well. But you'll find out, hallelujah, like I said, through the deep dives that we will be doing to understand the difference, what the gifts are and what they are not. Hallelujah. So why the gifts again? They are for the edifying of the body. Who operates the gifts? Hallelujah. Good question. I'm glad you asked. Not you, not me. The Holy Spirit operates the gift.
Amen.
Someone said, "Well, I'm gonna flow now in the operation of what blah blah blah." You can't do that. It's the Holy Spirit that will, that operates, that executes the nine gifts of the Spirit. You say, nine gifts of spirit. We don't need a lot of other things in the church if we got the nine gifts of the spirit. Again, the spirit, the nine gifts are operated by the Holy Spirit, not by us. We are the instrument. And I want to share this, that it's good to desire the gifts of the Spirit, but it's important that your character will set the stage for God moving through you with the gifts. And you'll find the character that you should have in Galatians, the 5th chapter, the 22nd and 23rd verses, which talk about the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance are the character traits of someone that the Holy Spirit would love to use as a conduit for the gifts of the Spirit. God bless you. So get prepared, my friends. Pastors, bishops, elders, archbishops, apostles, evangelists, those ascribed to the office of the pastor, those who are pastors elect, pastors in training, pastors in waiting, get ready to go on a deep dive into the gifts of the Spirit. Wednesday, the pastor's corner will touch on the word of wisdom, what it is and what it is not. You need to tune in to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. Is that all right? Praise God. God bless you, pastors. I speak grace, peace, goodness, and faith over you right now, and the mercy of God. I speak over you the blessings of Almighty God, touching you, meeting you at every point of your need in Jesus' name. Not only you, but your family, your church, and those who would be members of the flock that God will have you to oversee. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Thank you so much. I thank God for our reader today with none other than Pastor Willie Mae Bird, a.k.a. Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. In fact, I am going to call Pastor Peaches to come forth right now. Pastor Peaches, are you there?
Yes, Pastor.
Well, bless God. How you doing?
Awesome, Pastor.
Well, glory to God. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, now we're getting into the remainder of the International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Peter.
Oh, to Jesus I surrender all. trust him in his presence daily. glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. That this is a day you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in this day, Lord. Hallelujah. God can do it. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you, Lord God, for our life, health, and strength. Thank you, Lord, for the activity of our limbs.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're able to see and walk and raise our hands. I praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We can pant our feet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We can clap our hands.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we can raise our voice, Lord God, to you and say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Nobody can do us like you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Nobody can love us like you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Nobody can open doors and make ways, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, nobody can lift the burdens and the loads from our hearts, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Like you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for being a God that we can just cast our cares over on you.
Hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah. Lord God, you didn't make us to carry the load and the burdens of this world. Lord God, you didn't make us like that, Lord. Lord God, but we thank you, Lord God, that we have a God we can cast our cares over on. Lord God, and you will handle it all. You can handle it all, Lord. And we thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you, Lord God, for caring for us. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us the joy of the Lord in our souls. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God, we love you. We praise you, Jesus. Lord God, there is, Lord God, all over the world. Hallelujah. If there's any sick, Lord God, touch their bodies in the name of Jesus. Lord God, prove to them that you are still a healer today. Lord God, you can still heal today.
Hallelujah.
Lord, you're a God that never changed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You're going to honor your word, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. You're going to heal, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. You're going to manifest your power, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, remind your people, Lord God, the power they have within them, how they can speak the word out their mouth and how you're going to work, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, bless the word of God that's going to come today.
Hallelujah.
The man of God, Lord God, that has the right now word for the people of God today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anointed head, Lord God, with wisdom. Hallelujah of the word, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Bless your hearers, Lord God. Bless the man of God as he brings the word of God forth. Hallelujah. Manifest your power, Lord God. Let signs follow, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for your kindness. Oh, Jesus, I just love you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for being my friend, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for loving me, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for loving me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
In all our frailties, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Put it in our face, Lord God, when we make mistakes or when we fall. Hallelujah. When we stumble, Lord God, you give us the strength to get back up. Hallelujah. And you love us, Lord God, as if we never made the mistake. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we praise you, God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for making every mountain a plain, Lord God, for making every crooked road straight, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for giving us people we can witness to, Lord God, to tell them about you. Hallelujah, Lord God, to show them the love of Jesus so that they'll be drawn unto you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We just praise you, God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless our city, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless our state, Lord. Bless our officials, Lord God. Bless our president, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We praise you, God. Oh, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we just thank God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Old Testament reading is Jeremiah 18:1-6. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jeremiah 18. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our New Testament reading
Hallelujah.
is Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the hearers of the word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we just, Lord God, we just thank you for the reading of the word. Hallelujah. We thank God for this time. Hallelujah. We thank God for the testimonies that's coming in. Hallelujah. For the testimonies of healing, testimonies of provision. Hallelujah. We thank God for people telling us of debt being canceled. Hallelujah. One sister told me of $10,000 debt being canceled. Three separate bills, and it all adding up to like $10,000.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Only God can do that. Hallelujah. Only God can do that. I thank God for Jesus. I was listening to, I don't know, someone on TV or whatever, but they was talking about a super bloom. A super bloom. And a super bloom is when someone takes different seeds from different flowers and put and plant them together, and they all bloom at the same time.
Mm.
And something dropped in my spirit. Mm. Ooh. Thank you, Lord, for super bloom. The saints of God, there's many things that I'm believing God for, that I'm asking God to do for me. And don't you know, when I spoke that, and I said, Lord, I thank you for a super bloom, things begin to happen. There are about four things right now that's going on in my life that I'm believing God for that's actually in the process of being done. That's happening. And I'm saying, wow, God is awesome. Saints of God, what God taught. Oh, my gosh, how can I say? If you work the word of God, the word will work for you.
Hallelujah.
Give God back his word.
Yeah.
Lord, Lord God, you say it.
Yes.
That you open up the windows of heaven and pour me out a blessing I won't have room enough to receive.
Come on now.
Lord God, you say it.
Jesus.
That if the word is in me and I'm in the word, that I can say what I will. Lord God, you say it. Now I can say to this mountain, be thou cast out and be thou removed and cast into the sea. This morning, I was listening to a station and they started singing, I'm climbing up the rough side of the mountain. Oh, no. I don't let first of all, it's been years since I heard it. I've never allowed my children to even sing that song. And when I was able to get to the radio, I turned to another station. I said, no, God didn't make me a mountain climber. He made me a mountain destroyer.
Come on.
A mountain to cast the mountains down.
Hey,
hallelujah. No. This mountain, be thou cast into the sea.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Saints of God, we sometimes have to be reminded of the power that is in your mouth, that is in the spoken word of God. The word of God says the power of life and death is in the tongue. Hallelujah. A lot of times we're around the house looking for something.
Hallelujah.
And I'm saying, Lord, I know I just had it. Look, wow, where did I put it? And I'll mention, I'll say the thing what I'm looking for. Say, God, I know you know where such and such is. I know you know where the sewing kit is. It's been a while since I had it. I've just had it a few minutes ago. Please show me where I put the sewing kit. And boom, there it is. Last week, I was looking for some papers that was given to me more than 10 years ago. I said, Lord, I remember the papers being in the envelope. But over time, the papers had come out of the envelope. The envelope gotten torn. I'm looking. And I reached down to the floor and picked some papers. When I opened it up, that's what I was looking for. I said, thank you, Jesus. Oh, my gosh. Look, saints of God, we serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Speak the word of God out of your mouth. And watch God, he's just standing there waiting for you to put your angels to work. Put your angels to work. Tell your angels what you need them to do. Hallelujah. They just standing around. They were standing, but they probably sitting down there because you don't tell them nothing to do.
Hallelujah.
Put them to work. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Some of the things we dealing with don't have to deal with. Some of the things that we putting up with don't have to deal with. We serve an awesome God.
Awesome God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
See, God is just so good. God is just so awesome. His word and the answers for the different things that we're desiring and putting up with and we want and we desire, the answers are right in the word of God. Don't you know the word of God has the answers for everything? Hallelujah. Oh, my gosh. How to relieve your heart of hate and frustrations? It's in the Bible.
Hallelujah. Yes.
You know, it's just a love story, too. Husband and wives. The word of God will tell you how to love your companions. It's in the Bible. When your companion getting on your nerves,
watch out.
The answers are in the scripture. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You don't want that to happen because you can block your own prayers from being heard.
Hallelujah.
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 The word of God will show you and let you know just how to love your companion. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
It's all in there, Lord. Hallelujah. It's all in there. Thank you.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah. We just thank God for his goodness, his kindness. Thank God for his tender mercies. Thank God for the awesome God that we serve. Hallelujah, Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. It's just like ragu, y'all. It's in there.
Hallelujah.
It's in there. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bishop Byrd, hallelujah. I'll turn it over to you, Bishop Byrd. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, boy, I tell you, this is good. God, great God from Mount Zion. Watch out, man.
Thank you.
I can't mess with Pastor Peter's life. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, let's praise the Lord just for a little bit. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, the Lord shock out of there. The Lord shock out of there.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name.
Glory.
Lord. We bless your name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for Pastor Peaches. And you tuned into the International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. We're here in Baltimore, Maryland. Hallelujah. United States. Hallelujah. North America. Western Hemisphere, come on now. In case, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just in case somebody on the space station is tuned in to us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank God for you. We praise God for you. And look, I just got to share this before we're going to do our what do we call housekeeping rules. Get a pen, a pencil, flare, magic marker, something to write with, and then something to write on. Hallelujah. Get yourself a cracker or some bread and something to drink because we're going to do Holy Communion.
Yes.
I just want to share with you, one of my kingdom partners shared this with us that a pastor friend of his, they were on their way on vacation, and with a spouse and his children, and he heard his 5-year-old daughter in the back seat say, "Shut up, devil." And, you know, they wanted to know, "So what's going on back there?" And she said that Jimmy, I don't know, her brother's name was Jimmy, but he put his leg over her. And she said the devil was telling her to break his leg. And she was just putting the devil in his place, told the devil to shut up. That's a 5-year-old daughter, a 5-year-old child, telling the devil to shut up. She knew the difference. She knew the difference. Glory to God. She knew the difference. She knew the difference.
Hallelujah.
Between her voice, you know, herself telling her to do something, or the devil. Glory to God. This is a 5-year-old. So I said that to say this. Part of what you're doing, get your children near the phone. Hallelujah. Get your children in the room so they can hear the message, because the message is part two of the message we started on Wednesday. So they need to hear this because it's going to bless them. And I don't care if your child is 5 or 50, 8 or 80, get them near the front of God, because they need to hear the message of today. But let's make the child say, "Shut up, devil." Some of us, to God, some of us adults need to learn how to tell the devil to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be able to understand that it ain't us saying this stuff that's coming in our minds. It's the devil telling us to do something dirty, try to call it clean. We need to tell it up. Shut up, devil.
Mm.
I mean, every time I think of that, I visualize that in my mind's eye, to hear this 5-year-old child telling the devil, "Shut up. Stop talking to me," because she knew it wasn't right. She knew it wasn't what God would have her to do, and she knew where it came from. Some of you need to understand where some of them dumb things that come through your mind come from. It ain't holy. It's coming from the devil. Come on now. And you need to tell the devil, shut up. That sounds like a message one day. I don't know what brother did. I just had to share that. But anyway, glory to God. God bless you. It's time for the meal that heals. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's time for the meal that heals. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians. Hallelujah. Chapter 11. Verses 23 to 35. Hallelujah. The word of God says, "Examine yourselves." So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you, O God. Father God, you are Jehovah Tsidkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And, Father, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Every sin of omission and commission, please forgive us, Lord. And Father God, glory to God, we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges and no resentment. And yes, Lord, we realize what your word says, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 34, we understand that. We must examine ourselves. And Lord, we comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. Isaiah 53 and 5. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, "You were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed." 1 Peter 2:24 says, "With your stripes we were healed." Hebrews 9:22 says, "Without the shedding of blood there's no remission of sin." Revelations 1 and 5 Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ephesians 1, verse 7. Colossians 1, verse 14 says, we have redemption through your blood. Matthew 26 and 28 says, our sins are forgiven because of the blood. So we comprehend, we fully are aware of, hallelujah, we understand what your body and blood has done for us. Glory to God. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we thank you for the elements of communion. We lift them up. Hallelujah. We ask, oh God, that you would sanctify them, that you would bless them, anoint them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's one thing you put above yourself is your word, and your word says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruchashem Adonai, bless thee God the Lord. Hallelujah. We are taking communion worthily. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Your word says in Deuteronomy 30:19, that's Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, the 19th verse, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Numbers 23:19 says, God, you're not a man that you should lie, but your word will do what it was set up to do. Paraphrase the quote. Isaiah 55:11 says, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word, O God. Hallelujah. On the same night in which you're betrayed, hallelujah, you took the bread. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when you had given thanks, we thank you, Lord. You broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your
healing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your healing, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you're healed already. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the intracranial system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles. We thank you, Lord, that healing is the bread of your children. Matthew 15:26, 1 John 3, verses 1 and 2. That's 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100 says, that healing is the bread of your children. And your word says that we are your children and the sheep of your pasture.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for our healing already.
Today.
Right now.
Thank you, Lord.
For that man, that woman, that boy, that girl, that father, that mother, that sister, that brother, that grandparent, that grandfather, that grandmother. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for healing right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Likewise, on the same night in which the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took the cup and when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. He declared that this is the new covenant in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Thank you.
We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as glory to God, as we worship and praise, as we roll around on wheelchairs or roller skates or ice skates, hallelujah, or whatever skates we have on, hallelujah, skateboards or whatever, hallelujah, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all, hallelujah, glory to God. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, and in the spirit of Elijah and Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already destroys, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, reverses, destroys, otherwise brings to nil, nullifies every curse against us and our families. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our families. Fire, 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 fire,
fire.
In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, brings to naught, nullifies, makes of no effect, brings to nil, eradicates, destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We remember you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bear to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name, blessed name, hallelujah. Glory to his name, blessed name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And now, Lord, hallelujah, we put on your whole armor today, oh God. We gird our loins with truth. We shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We put on the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the sword of the spirit, the helmet of salvation. We put on Jesus today. Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 20. Hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah, we speak our family daily confession. Every man, woman, boy, girl in our families, we speak for right now. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, and 2 Kings, the first chapter, the entire chapter. We decree and declare. Repeat this after me. We decree and declare. You're speaking for your whole family now. So we decree and declare.
We decree and declare.
That we are mighty men and women of valor.
Mighty women and men of valor.
Shaped in the image of God.
Shaped in the image of God.
Full of integrity and truth.
Full of integrity and truth.
Mighty thinkers in Jesus' name.
Mighty thinkers in Jesus' name.
We know who we are.
We know who we are.
From your perspective.
Your perspective.
And we're not intimidated.
We're not in
anything in this life.
Anything by anything in this life.
We are kingdom citizens.
Kingdom citizens.
Fivefold ministry gifts.
Fivefold ministry gifts.
Gifts to the ministry of health.
Gifts to the ministry of health.
We are brilliant.
Brilliant.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Intelligent.
Intelligent.
Powerful.
Powerful.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Strong.
Strong.
Mighty.
Mighty.
Great.
Great.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I could get all, go on and on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are holy nations, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. Hallelujah. We could go on and on. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, we thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's our holy communion for the day. Hope you took it with us. And we thank God. We want those testimonies of the healings as we spoke, as we performed Holy Communion, as we spoke afterwards, the healings, the miracles, the hallelujah, the supernatural blessings have come that were manifested as we spoke. If you have one of those, continue to call this number, 1-410-444-5152. Again, that's 1-410-444-5152. And if you're calling from another country, I know there are probably some other numbers you have to put prefix in front of the numbers I gave you. That's all right, do that. But let us know what God has miraculously done in your life, because it's important. The word of God says we are overcome by the word, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
Hallelujah.
Somebody needs to hear your testimony. Somebody needs to know what God has done for you. Like the sister that for months, hallelujah, they said she had cancer. And she, hallelujah, glory to God. We pray, hallelujah, glory to God. With her, hallelujah, glory to God, and hallelujah. She went back, hallelujah, to the hospital for another session, and they couldn't find the cancer, glory to God. They don't know what happened, because it wasn't supposed to be dissolved that quickly. It wasn't supposed to go that quickly. Something happened, hallelujah, glory to God. We know what happened, hallelujah, glory to God. It's no mystery to us, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Do I have a time, people, in the house? Hallelujah. What time do we have?
5 minutes to four.
All right. Glory to God. It's hallelujah. It's time for the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all don't want to talk. No. Glory to God. Hallelujah. More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My heart is desired. More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee. Fill my cup, Lord. Oh, we got another one. Ah. I lift it up, Lord. Hallelujah. Come and quench the thirst. Hallelujah. Of my soul.
Bread of heaven.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Feed me till I want no more.
Hallelujah.
Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come and quench this thirsting of my soul.
Hallelujah.
Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
Bread of heaven. Come on now.
Bread of heaven. Bread of heaven. Bread of heaven.
I want no more.
Feed me till I want no more.
Hallelujah.
My cup. Fill my cup.
Fill my cup. Hallelujah.
Fill my cup. Fill it up and make me whole.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, O Lord. We bless your name, O Lord. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this opportunity nor this responsibility lightly. But I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory right now, Lord. I heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, O God. Save, fill with your Holy Spirit, O God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And let your harvest, hallelujah, return 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold. Increase and blessing in Jesus' name. And Satan, we serve you. Notice now that you're bound in Jesus' name. You're already defeated in Jesus' name. And we cancel every plan, every device, every strategy, everything you set to steal, kill, and destroy the word that you're forth now. Hallelujah. We evict you in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you. We bless your name in Jesus' name. Let the people of God say amen. Amen, amen, and amen again. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. On last Wednesday, we began a series. Hallelujah. And that series was entitled, The People You Hang Around Minister Life or Death to You. So the subject of today's message is the people you hang around minister life or death to you? Part two. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
The people you hang around minister life or death to you. Tell another person, another neighbor. Neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor, the people you hang around minister life or death to you. If you're by yourself, say this, self. The people you hang around minister life or death to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our base scripture was found in Psalm chapter 1. And hallelujah, if we have a reader to go ahead and get to that scripture right quick, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
When you there, say amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah, go with
amen.
It. Hallelujah, go ahead and read.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly,
nor
standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
Come on now.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night.
Go ahead.
He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth in its season.
Come on now.
His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so. Like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous,
yeah.
But the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Hallelujah. And while I'm expounding upon this, you can go to, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Proverbs, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go to Proverbs 13, hallelujah, and verse 20. Hallelujah. While I'm expounding, I want you to understand this, what the scripture said. You're blessed if you don't hang around the ungodly. Come on now. You don't associate the ungodly. Now, I know you have to go to work. I know that sometimes, glory to God, watch out now. You go to church, glory to God. Or you say, I think you said ungodly. There's some ungodly folk in church. Come on now. There's some folk in church that ain't godly folk. Or you know them because they have been ungodly with you. Come on now. You met them along the way. And some of you, that's why you don't go to church no more. Not before, because of the godly folk that went to church, but because of the ungodly folk that's there. Hallelujah. But there's some places, hallelujah, you just got to tune them out. Hallelujah. The ungodly folk, if you're in a situation where you can't get away, hallelujah, glory to God, you on an assembly line. Hallelujah, you got ungodly people on that line with you. Hallelujah, you just got to be in your corner of the world. Hallelujah, you and Jesus, hallelujah. But if you have a situation where you can control the horizontal, come on now, you can control the vertical, hallelujah, glory to God. You can't be sitting around listening to a council, people talking about ungodly things. I'm making dirty jokes, and you sitting down there laughing and smiling at the dirty jokes. Come on now. You can't walk in the way they walk. Hallelujah. You go where they go. Come on now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're going to find out some more scriptures what it says you can't do. You want to be like the tree that's planted by the water that bringing forth fruit and its seasons. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You want to be a blessing. You know what blessed means? Blessed means empowered to prosper spiritually, emotionally, socially, physically, and financially. Hallelujah. Empowered to prosper. That's what you're looking for because you've been praying for that, and that's what you're looking for. Don't shoot yourself in the foot. Come on now. Don't shoot yourself in the fruit either. Glory to God. Watch out now. Listen here. I talked to you on Wednesday about four types of people. Those that add, subtract, multiply, and divide. The subtract and divide people are those who are negative people. These are ungodly people. They always got their hand out. They're always complaining. They're always talking about this one or that one. That's the reason why they can't do nothing is because of the white man or the black man or the rich man or the poor man or the man across the street or their neighbor or their mom and dad did this or their brother and sister did this. It's always somebody else is the reason why they can't achieve. It's never about themselves. They always got their hand out, not bringing something. They want a hand out. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. They want to sap your strength. They want to take all your resources. They want you to live on paper. Hallelujah. They want to live on paper. They want you to live. Look, glory to God. I'm going to get it right. They want to live on your faith. They want to take what you got. They don't want to stand on their own two feet. They don't want, glory to God, they don't want to do what God said for an individual to do. They want you to be like they try to get God to be, a celestial bellhop, a earthly bellhop. Gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy. That's who they are. So they do that with God. They're trying to do that with you. They're negative people. The woman I call Sister Tragedy. And we all have tragedy in our lives, but not every day, not every week. We all have I call the brother, brother trouble. And we all have trouble in our lives, but not every day, not every week. Come on now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can go on vacation to an island off the coast of Jamaica. Glory to God. And you don't have any cell phone reception. And look here. Hallelujah. You see this rowboat coming your way. Look who's in the boat. It's that gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy Person. Hallelujah. Sister Tragedy, a brother of trouble. They done found you. You didn't tell nobody. You didn't even tell your family where you was going. You and your immediate family, you that's all that's there. You didn't tell your other siblings or whoever where you were going. And they found you. And they said, well, we needed a handout. We just want you to. No. Sometimes to help some of these folks is to say no. It's time for you to stop being enablers. God said to feed the hungry. Right. But some people are designed to be hungry. The Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat. They don't want to work, but they want you to feed them every day. Hallelujah. Sometimes you're going to have to say no, baby. But you get this from God. God will let you know, and you'll know what type of person this is because you'll know them by their fruit. If I describe that person to you that's negative, hallelujah, they subtract and divide, they're taken from you. They're always taken. They're never given. You know there's a problem with that peace picture. And you know who the problem is? It's not them, because they're doing what comes natural to them, because they are taker. They are a subtract and divide individual. The problem is you. You have been an enabler. Glory to God. Yada bo shakarada. Sometimes you got to say no. They help you. You're going to the doctor every 3 days because of your condition, and they help it. They haven't been to the doctor in a year. Glory to God. And ain't got a job, and you still as sick as you are, you're going to work every day. Feeling good or feeling bad, you're going to work. And they coming to you and want you to feed them. The Spirit of the living God said no. Person that don't work, don't eat. I'm not talking about people who can't work. I didn't say that. Hallelujah. The truth going to set you free. It's knowing the truth. That's what's going to set you free. You thought you had to feed everybody that came knocking at your door. Sometimes the devil come knocking at your door. He got a truckload of food, but he want to take more from you so you can't give it to the people that really need to be fed. Jesus. The people you hang around minister life or death to you. Let me back up here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I need you to understand. There are children out there. Now, if you didn't bring your children to the phone, you need to bring them to the phone. Put your phone on speaker so they can hear this. If you walk around with friends, that every time you see them when you're not with them, they're pushed up by the police to a building and being frisked and being called off. They're waving at you from a paddy wagon. Hallelujah. You know, glory to God. And it ain't racism. It's because they done sharpness. You know you ought to be hanging around them. But I grew up with them. You could have grown up in the jungle with lions and tigers. You gonna go to the zoo and get in a cage with a tiger? They eat you for lunch. Come on now. Let's be real with this thing. You go with two girlfriends. A baby girl, you go with two girlfriends, you 12, 13, 14 years old, to the store, and two of them shoplift. You didn't know they was doing it. When the police come, guess who they take?
Only you.
They take every last one of you. The people you hang around minister life or death to you. But you don't understand, you can't pick my friends. If you can't, don't have sense enough to pick the right friends. If all you can pick is hoodlums and pick thugs and muggers, and thieves and people that hurt other people, and that's the only fence that you know how to pick. Somebody needs to pick your fence because you crazy. Read that scripture in Proverbs.
Proverbs 5:11-12.
Yeah. Go ahead, read that.
Proverbs 13:20. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed.
Come on now. Do you understand? And you're foolish if you don't lean on the everlasting arms. If you don't accept Christ as your personal Savior, if you walking with somebody who doesn't accept Christ as their personal Savior, I don't mean it. Yes, now wait a minute. You can't partner up with somebody who's not walking with Jesus. Because guess what? If they're not walking with Jesus, you know who they're walking with. Is that right? There are people in prison right now because they walked with the wrong person. There's a girl that's in her grave. She is just bones now. But she was the granddaughter of a former chief of police in Los Angeles. And family told her, don't hang out with that boy because he's bad news. He's part of this, part of that. Don't hang with him. Hallelujah. And she wouldn't listen because you can't pick the famous word. You can't pick my sense for me. I grew up with him. Yes, you grew up. He didn't. He was still in the darkness. You came to the light. You didn't have stayed in the light. And you went back there, back to the past. Hallelujah. That's why I said, forgetting those things which are behind. You got to do that. If somebody's still in darkness and then you grew up with them, say hello and goodbye. Hallelujah. Which is Camilla Anthony had a hard time trying to live down. He on a tape that says, snitches get stitches. He didn't realize what was doing. He was trying to hang out with the boys he grew up with. You can't go back to darkness and expect to have a good outcome. Come on now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You associate with fools. Hallelujah. You're going to be destroyed. Glory to God. And they're going to still be walking. Look, one day, somebody shot at the car trying to shoot the guy. Girl was driving. She got killed. He's probably still alive, walking the earth. He's probably in his 50s, 60s now, and she dead, and the molded in the grave.
Amen.
Because she hung around the wrong people.
Yes.
Children, be wise. Don't be foolish. Now go to glory to God. Go to Proverbs 14. Glory to God. Glory to God. 14:7, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. You got to understand this, y'all. You got to feel me on this. You got to hang around the right people. Hallelujah. The right people are those that add and multiply. I remember I said there are four types of people. Those are add, multiply, subtract, and divide. Now, I talked about the subtract and divide folks. The add multiple. These are people that you need to hang around. They're positive people. They're encouraging people. They bring something to the table. They make, glory to God, hallelujah. They make you, they encourage you. They build you up. They don't tear you down. They don't, hallelujah. They bring something to the table. They're not taking stuff from the table. They're bringing stuff to the table. Hallelujah. And you know what? This is just a caveat. You ladies out there looking for, thinking about getting married. You men out there thinking about getting married. Hallelujah. You don't marry an ad person, although that's a nice thing. You marry a multiply person. You know, because the scripture said, be fruitful and multiply. Look in Genesis, talked about it two times. Really, two times, more than that. But be fruitful and what? Multiply. So you want to multiply first. You want to hook up with somebody that makes you feel like you're walking on water. And then when you look down, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God. Don't look down too long, hallelujah. You are walking on water. Be like Peter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank God for Overseer Nevin. He preached this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're walking on water. Hallelujah. That's what a multiplied person will do for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peter said, is that you, Lord? Bid me come. And Jesus said, come. Hallelujah. I want you to know, glory to God. Hallelujah. You get yourself a multiplied person. And praise God. That's just a little footnote right there. But the people you hang around minister life and death to you. Hallelujah. You got to feel that. Hallelujah. You got to understand that. Give me the time, my daughter.
4:15.
4:15. Hallelujah. Let's read that scripture in Proverbs. Hallelujah.
Go from the presence of a foolish man when...
Wait. I start from the beginning again.
Go from the presence...
No! Skip on the other side. Go ahead now. Read that.
Go from the presence of a foolish man when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge.
When you realize how stupid he is, how dumb is it, how he's full of sin and degradation, all that kind of stuff, lying and all that kind of stuff. Well, he's a liar. Everything come out. You know when he's lying because you open up his mouth. Now, y'all stop it now. I'm not talking about your president. Don't you dare say I said that. I'm just saying that a lot of folk, especially teenagers, I'm not talking about teen, you know they're lying when they open their mouth. Come on now. So read that scripture again.
Go from the presence of this man when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge.
When he ain't talking good sense, you don't realize you have perceived, you understood, you comprehended. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the people you hang around minister death, life or death to you. Now go to 1 Corinthians 5:11. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to be... And when you get there, say amen. Y'all got to understand it. You hurt yourself, baby. You hurt, but you understand they're my friends. They're your friends. What fellowship is light with darkness?
Amen.
So mess yourself up. Hallelujah. Go, you unequally yoked together. Glory to God. You're gonna fall. Look, you falling around with darkness. You're going to fall. The ditch, the same ditch that they're going to fall into, you're going to fall into. And then you want to, and then you go, don't you call me. Oh, daddy, I'm in jail. Why are you in jail, baby? What you do? I didn't do nothing. I was with Bud and Bobo, and they got picked up, and I was with them. Let's not tell you the people you hang around. Minister life or death to you. Are you crazy? You should have known better. Jesus. Oh, I know somebody. Oh, Lord, he didn't say that. No, I did, but I was just joking, y'all. By the way, my youngest child is 36, so I passed that stage. Glory to God. As far as I know, glory to God. I got children that love. Glory to God, glory to God. I'm all right, hallelujah, and they all right, glory to God. They all outside the crib, hallelujah, and they know who to hang around for the most part, but we pray for them, hallelujah, glory to God. Read that scripture if you got it, hallelujah.
1 Corinthians 5:11, but now I have written unto you not to keep company.
What?
But now I have written unto you not to keep company. If any man that is called a brother be a fornicator or covetous or an idolater or a railer or a drunkard or an extortioner with such and one, know not to eat.
You don't fellowship with us. Oh, well, I'm just going out to eat with them. Lord have mercy. If they're part of a mess and somebody come to take them out, guess who they're going to take out to? You. Glory to God. That's happened already many times. People in their grave on a humble. They was with the wrong people. Do you feel me here? I know it's getting time because we're close to the end here, but y'all got to feel me. Now, I've been building precept upon precept for all the teachings that you receive. You got to remember these precepts. Now, I'll go to, glory to God, go to 1 Corinthians 15, hallelujah, verse 33, hallelujah. That's the last one I'm going to do right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And by the way, for you that write these scriptures down, Psalms chapter 1, the whole chapter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Proverbs, glory to God. We did Proverbs 13:20. Hallelujah. Proverbs 14 and 7. And we did, hallelujah, hallelujah, 1 Corinthians, hallelujah, 5 and 11, hallelujah. So now our last scripture is, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. I've got to slow myself down just a little bit. It's 1 Corinthians, hallelujah, glory to God, 15, verse, I think 33, did I say that?
Amen, yes.
Yeah, are you there?
Yes.
Go ahead and read it.
Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners.
It will mess you up. You hang around people that don't know how to talk. Every other word out of their mouth is a four-letter word. And I don't mean love and help and those types of things. I'm not talking about those kind of words. You know what I'm talking about. And you hang around them, and what does it do? Read that again.
Be not deceived. Good communications corrupt good manners.
What? Say it again.
Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners.
All right. Don't be fooled or tricked. Fooled or tricked. Evil communication. Hanging around people that don't talk right. They always got these dirty jokes. Always, you know what they're gonna do. They always laugh, or they laughing at the church, or they hit on God, try to mock God. You know, you not only does it mess you up, it shoots yourself in the foot. Follow all those scriptures I gave you. It gonna bless you, honey. It gonna help you along the way. Now you build precept upon precept. Hallelujah. What time I got? Hallelujah.
23 after.
Okay, I got 23 after, 7 minutes. Okay, so what I need to share with you again, you know, we started this whole series, the whole international services with the seed you sow, the crop you grow. Then we did part two of that, was let it grow or let it go. And sometimes that means your friends too, that do evil, you know, or that are not they're ungodly. I just gotta say it like that. You know your ungodly friends. You can love them. You can still love them, baby. You're not throwing them under the cart and under the truck. Hallelujah. You're just loving them at a distance, and you're keeping them under the blood. You just keep praying for them. Hallelujah. And then we said how to remove depression from your daily menu. And glory to God. Hallelujah. Because, you know, depression will kill you. It's the absence of hope. And it'll kill you if you let it keep on growing. You see, you got to either let it grow or let it go. You got to do one or the other. Because one way you get blessed, the other way you get destroyed, you get cursed. So you decide which one you want. And then we had the teaching a place for everything and everything in its place. And, you know, we've talked about, hallelujah, that your emotions, you know, you go to Romans 12 and 1, talked about, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. I beseech you, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your emotions a living sacrifice. Your emotions and hallelujah. Your feelings get your whole body in trouble. Your emotions are just like tails that the dog wags. Hallelujah. Just remember that. Hallelujah. And then hallelujah. Glory to God. And what we started is hallelujah. And people you hang around, but it's a life or death to you. See, this is a progressive. This is a precept upon precept. Isaiah 28, verse 10. Hallelujah. Precept upon precept. I'm building something. You know what? I'm building a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, child of the Most High God. And that's you. Glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. But Lord, just remember the scripture. Pastor Peaches, I got to bring you on now. Father God, I bless everyone that heard what, hallelujah, that you spoke out of your word today. I thank you for your word, hallelujah. You put your word above yourself. I speak grace with them, mercy, oh God. In Jesus' name, I today in that life, 30, 60, 100-fold, and even 1,000-fold in Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Peaches, go ahead now. Hallelujah. Tell folks how to sow and name, what this is going on. Just go ahead, Pastor Peaches. I'm through. My time is up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you're out there and you want to become a child of God, hallelujah. Repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I'm sorry for my sins, and I ask you to come into my heart. Wash me white as snow. Save me, Jesus, from my sins. Hallelujah. And make me your child. Hallelujah. And it's as easy as that. If you prayed that prayer, you're now a child of God. Hallelujah. You've gone from death unto life. And the angels in heaven are rejoicing over you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah. And if you'd like to sow to this ministry, if you have Cash App, you can send it to Cash App by pressing in $, capital T as in the, P as in Potters, H as in house, C as in Christian, P as in
prayer,
W as in worship, C as in center. That's TPHCPWC. And if you have Zelle, the number for Zelle is 4434-161352. Name your seed, thank God. Tell God what you believe in. No, you can't buy miracles from God. What you're believing them for? Hallelujah. Write the Lord a letter. Write it all down. Make that vision plain. Put it on paper. You right now, put it on paper. Lord God, I'm believing you to save the children. I'm believing you, Lord God, for a new vehicle. I'm believing you, Lord God, to be able to take my children back to school. Hallelujah. Lord God, I'm believing you to heal everybody in the household. Cover us, Father God, with the blood of Jesus. Don't let us get the coronavirus. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm believing you. Hallelujah. He'll prove himself. God is able to prove himself. Hallelujah. When we were little, we used to say, yeah, I said it, I meant it, I'm here to represent it. That's how Jesus does. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
know your skies are dark. You think the sun won't shine. They say you don't know, but the word of God is true. And everything he promised, he will do it for you. That's the reason I said, Jesus said,
thank you, honey.